Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A lot is riding on tomorrow's opener for UMass Amherst football at Gillette Stadium. The Minutemen moved up to the highest level in college football 2 years ago. Since then, they have won only two games. The team's losing record has focused attention on the wisdom of investing millions of dollars in a higher-level football program. WBUR's Fred Tice visited the Amherst campus and has this report.
This spring, UMass Amherst brought back a beloved former head coach, Mark Whipple, to turn the team's fortunes around. Whipple has big ambitions for his team.
The program in itself, we'd like to compete for the MAC championship this year and then obviously try to get to a bowl game.
Big ambitions because since UMass joined the 1A conference known as the Mid-American Conference, it's won two games and lost 22. The university's move to Division 1A, also known as the Football Bowl Subdivision, caused such concern among professors that the Faculty Senate created a committee on FBS football to monitor the costs of the move. Psychology professor Richard Bogarts, who serves on the committee, doesn't see how the team can ever be successful in the MAC.
It's obviously now, in retrospect, a mistake to have done what we did, because we moved into the MAC, and the MAC trounces us, and they're going to continue to trounce us.
The team faces further challenges ahead. After next season, the MAC is kicking UMass out because the university won't put its other teams, especially its coveted basketball team, into the conference. UMass is spending heavily on football. It just finished building a magnificent training facility for the football team, as well as press boxes in McGurk Stadium that will allow for instant replay. The improvements cost $36 million. Professor of Architecture and History Max Page, co-chairman of the Faculty Senate's Committee on FBS Football and the university's most outspoken opponent of the move to the Football Bowl subdivision, says it's not money well spent.
Huge amount of money for building luxurious spaces for one team. And I think that's the kind of expenditure that doesn't make sense, especially as the natural next request is going to be for a brand new huge stadium in order to make us competitive with other Division I football schools.
Indeed, Coach Whipple does believe UMass needs a bigger stadium.
Well, we only seat really about 17, 18,000, so I think we can attract more with the style of football we'll play and the athletes, the student athletes that we'll bring in. So we've got to get it up to 30,000, I think, if we're going to be a major player as a first step. Boston College won't come to Amherst. UConn won't come to Amherst.
For the last 2 years, UMass students have had to go 90 miles to Foxborough to watch home games. This year, UMass will play half its home games in Foxborough, half at McGurk Stadium in Amherst. Besides a bigger McGurk Stadium, Whipple foresees an indoor practice facility under a bubble so the team can practice in bad weather.
Hey, Blake, get a shot that trips left.
Whipple is pinning a lot of his hopes for this season on his new quarterback, junior transfer from Marshall, Blake Fronapple. Speaking at a lunch this week for team boosters, Whipple revealed just how much he's counting on Fronapple.
We're not going to be as good a team as if Blake Fronapple gets hurt, bottom line. We could lose a bunch of other guys. We lose him. We don't have a chance. That's the way it is.
Among the boosters, Bill Thompson, who lives in Amherst, supports the move to Division 1A.
Well, I think it makes it more fun.
Roger Gretti had a son in the marching band, but he disagrees with the decision to move to 1A.
Just too expensive. It's a very risky proposition, I think, for schools. So I'm glad that they're back in McGurk, because they've lost a couple of classes of students who never had a local game here. So you've kind of, those years that we were totally at Gillette, there's not much connection to football among students.
For the last 2 years, UMass has played all its home games at Gillette while renovations were taking place at McGurk Stadium. Attendance at Gillette last year averaged 16,000 people per game, the best the team has had in its 132 years, but still leaving more than three-fourths of the stadium seats empty. Since leaving his position as head coach of UMass in 2003, Whipple has been assistant quarterbacks coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, assistant offensive coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, offensive coordinator for the University of Miami, and quarterbacks coach for the Cleveland Browns. UMass paid him $450,000 a year to come back. Nelson Lacey, a professor at the UMass School of Management and co-chairman of the Faculty Committee on FBS Football, believes Whipple's return could be pivotal.
I still think it's going to take a little bit of time to play out. I think 2 years is probably not long enough. I think there's reason to be optimistic now with Coach Whipple coming back. If there's somebody that can perhaps turn this program around, he could be the right guy.
This week, students have been returning to campus, and they're divided on the move to FBS football. Sophomore Danny Todd from Franklin is looking forward to seeing whether Mark Whipple can turn the team's fortunes around.
I think it's going to be pretty exciting to see how they do this season. I mean, everybody's pretty looking forward to what's going to go down. I think it's going to be a really make-or-break year for them.
But Joe Lyons from Framingham, who just graduated, believes the move up was a mistake.
And I think that they were more competitive at their former level and that there really aren't enough people around here to make it worthwhile, come to games and that kind of thing. It's going to be exciting once they get better.
The year before UMass moved up to the FBS, it was spending $4.3 million a year on the football program. This year, it's spending $7 million. It does get $2.5 million back from tickets, fees, and corporate sponsorships. So net spending is actually only $4.5 million a year. UMass Athletics Director John McCutcheon says the university never planned to make money on football.
As we look down the road, I see us with a very competitive FBS-level program. Ultimately, we do want to secure conference membership that would put us in position to participate in bowl games.
This year and next, UMass will still be in the MAC. For the following 2 years, it will play without a conference. UMass hopes to use those 2 years to prove to a Division I conference that it belongs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.